You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Want to make an all-star electric truck? Drop the Driver by Alex Davies. Look at just about any rendering or essayistic sketch of the world's transportation future, and you'll notice two things about the cars, trucks, vans, and whatever else tootling around the roads. They drive themselves, and they run on electricity. The funny thing about that pairing is that there's no inherent relationship between a vehicle's ability to drive itself and what it uses to move its wheels. Relying on a battery can actually be problematic for vehicles running piles of computers and sensors. But electric rides are a popular choice for autonomy developers anyway, because they feel more like the future. For Swedish trucking startup Einride, though, the connection between electric and autonomous technology is fundamental. Getting rid of the human, founder and CEO Robert Falk says, makes the formidable challenge of running a truck on batteries far easier. Last week, Einride started running its all-electric, human-free truck on a commercial route. The T-Pod is moving pallets of goods between warehouses run by German logistics giant Schenker in the southern Swedish city of Jönköping. It's a small, one-year commercial deal. Einride is operating just one truck for the time being, and covering about 6 miles a day, some of it on public roads, at speeds below 25 miles per hour. But Falk says, it's a first step. The first thing you'll notice about Falk's truck isn't that there's no human sitting inside, but that there's no inside for a human to occupy in the first place. Where a normal truck has a cab, the T-Pod has a narrow, windowless slab that holds the sensors and computers that let it drive itself. Under the trailer sit 300 kilowatt-hours of battery capacity, good for a range of 120 miles. If a situation arises that the current software can't handle, a remote Einride employee can drive the truck from a call center-like facility. Falk wouldn't reveal how the human and the robot will split the work, but says that the vision, of course, is to have the highest level of autonomy. Dumping the cab does more than signal that the age of the robo-car is at hand, Falk says. It makes it easier to run the truck on batteries. You save weight. You improve range because you don't need to worry about a human's visibility and comfort level. So you can just submit to the laws of aerodynamics. The cab is the most expensive part of the vehicle, and being able to drop it leaves you with money left over for the mass of batteries and the software that makes the whole thing work. All good stuff, Falk says. But the key upside to getting rid of the human is that you can optimize the truck's use for running on electricity. Not for what a human driver needs. Say the vehicle needs to stop once an hour to charge for 20 minutes. Keep the human in there, and you're paying them for every minute, even when they're only driving 75% of the total time. It works the other way, too. No more battery-draining stops for quick bathroom breaks. You can plan your routes based on cold logic. That's where you really get the business case, says Falk, who spent much of his career as an engineer with Volvo Trucks. Einride is already moving Schenker's stuff for a very cost-competitive rate, Falk says, and he hopes to get more trucks on the road in Jönköping and elsewhere in the coming months, possibly including the U.S. The startup has plenty of questions left to answer, chief among them how well its self-driving tech actually works, and how it will handle the logistics and costs of having humans do the remote driving when necessary. But if it can turn up satisfactory answers, it might be able to optimize for the best parts of electric vehicles and the best parts of self-driving vehicles, without any pesky, human-based design to get in the way.